Die Almeh erstellen. Thank you. Bleibe gnädig. of Gustav Mahler, and tonight we've heard the symphony in which he assembled vast forces to try and capture that feeling of universality. His eighth symphony, the Symphony of a Thousand. In this performance, the soloists were the sopranos Christine Brewer, Soili Isikoski, Rosemary Joshua, altos Birgit Remmert and Jane Henschel, tenor John Villars, baritone David Wilson Johnson, and the bass John Relier. So Simon Rattle conducted the National Youth Orchestra, leader Kirsty Mangan, with the combined voices of the Sydney Philharmonia Choirs, the London Symphony Chorus, the City of Birmingham Symphony Chorus and Youth Chorus, and the Toronto Children's Chorus. And today, at the rehearsal, the orchestra presented Simon Rattle with a plastic bag inside which was a parcel. He started to unwrap it. He began to suspect it was one of those parcels that would go on forever and there'd just be an NYO badge at the end. But it turned out to be a framed photo of the entire orchestra and also a card. And he said, this will go with the band's copy of my score and stay in there forever. Masters, a vital part of tonight's performance, taking their bow to huge cheers. The chorus directors of Toronto Children's Chorus, the chorus director of Jean Ashworth Bartle, of the City of Birmingham Symphony Chorus, Shirley Courts, the City of Birmingham Symphony Chorus, Simon Halsey, the London Symphony Chorus, Joseph Cullen, and the Sydney Philharmonia Choirs, Mats Nielsen. His last words to the orchestra today were, whatever you do, wherever you go, do it with the amount of commitment and heart with which you've been playing this piece. Some of us will see each other again in the profession, some of us may not, but whatever you do, please come and see me. I shall never forget working with you all. The future of music is safe indeed in your hands.